Lords of the Bow by Con Iggledon. This book is produced by RNIB.
RNIB, supporting blind and partially sighted people.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB. Register charity number 226227.
Lords of the Bow by Con Iggledon. Part 1. Behold, a people shall come from the north and a great nation. They shall hold the bow and the lance. They are cruel and will not show mercy. Their voice shall roar like the sea, and they shall ride upon horses, every one put in array, like a man to the battle. Jeremiah chapter 50, verses 41 and 42. Prologue. The Khan of the Naamans was old. He shivered in the wind as it blew over the hill. Far below, the army he had gathered made its stand against the man who called himself Genghis. More than a dozen tribes stood with the Naamans in the foothills as the enemy struck in waves. The Khan could hear yelling and screams on the clear mountain air, but he was almost blind and could not see the battle.
"Tell me what is happening,"
he murmured again to his shaman. Kok Chu had yet to see his 30th year, and his eyes were sharp, though shadows of regret played over them. "The Jajirat have laid down their bows and swords, my lord. They've lost their courage, as you said they might."
"They give him too much honour with their fear,"
the Khan said, drawing his deal close around his scrawny frame. "Tell me of my own..."